This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is joining us from her kitchen on the North Coast. How are you?
I'm great. Isn't that a beautiful day?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Absolutely. And apparently, according to the weather, it's going to be like that for the next couple of days as well. Isn't that fantastic?
Brilliant.
Haven't
Lovely.
Spoken to you
that
since
is.
Last week. So how's things?
I agree. Thanks. Yeah, all good.
And you're making a Malaysian curry with tomato rice.
I am, John. Yeah.
This is painful. I have to say, this is painful for me every week. This is like, this is probably how most people experience this programme every week. Listening to you, listening to the sizzle, listening to all that bubbling away and not being able to taste any of it.
Well, you can hear the pan now. So that I've got, so it's a Malaysian chicken curry. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do tomato rice with that. But the chicken curry, John, and I've got some, I've got the chicken just all sealed off. So really hot pan, dice the chicken. I've used thigh, so you get boneless, skinless thigh, mm-hmm. and I just chop it up. It's great. It's a lot cheaper. I think it's a lot tastier, but it's up to you. You can use breast. So that's that. So that's all sealed off, and then just ready to put in. So we've got a bit of onion here. I'll just fire that in. And then I've some garlic as well, and a bit of ginger, and then lemongrass, which gives it a lovely fragrance. So lemongrass, if you haven't worked with it before, I've got a bit in front of me here. It just looks like a sort of a yellow
stick.
Thick scallion, stick. And if you just take the rolling pin or the back of your knife and just whack it like that to bruise it, and that'll get all the flavour out, and then just chop that. I'm going to do that with one hand here, so just chop that, and you get this lovely smell of just so lemony, John. Beautiful.
I always thought that kind of thing, you had to put it in and then lift it out whole and not.
No, I wouldn't waste it.
Oh, right. Okay.
No way. No, get it all finely chopped. That goes in, and then that just, and a bit of chilli. And if you like your curry hot, stick a couple of chilies in, just chop them up. Or if you don't like them hot, take out the seeds and also the wee bit of white membrane, because there's still heat in that. So that's all in. And then our spice blend here, we've got cardamom pods. Used them a couple of weeks ago. So if you use that recipe, you've still got some. And they're just those wee green husks. And then give them a smack and take out the wee black seeds.
Yeah,
not very attractive, because they remind me, if you have a four-legged visitor in the house.
Yeah.
Who knows when you find the wee... I've had a couple of panics, where I've maybe spilled a bit of cardamom thing. No! And then you realise, oh, it's okay.
It's just good. Cardamom.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Okay. It's just cardamom. Turmeric's fantastic for you. Real cleanser. And I put it into everything, John, to be honest with you. And then a bit of cinnamon. I put a pinch of cinnamon because I couldn't find any cinnamon sticks. But if you have a cinnamon stick, break it in half. And that you do take out. You don't want anybody to sue you for breaking their teeth. And some garam masala. So that's all in. A minute on that just to release the oils and the spices. And then a tin of coconut milk. And that's it. So I'm going to fire in that in now.
And that's it then. Just let it simmer.
Let it simmer. This, you could do this actually, if you have a slow cooker, that would work out well.
Do your rice separately?
Do the slow cooker. Yeah,
and what's tomato
perfect.
Rice then? That's a silly question, is it?
Yeah, it's just rice cooked with tomatoes.
Right.
And again, just I think rice is one of those things. I've got a wee cast iron pot, And I use, and this is a sort of a foolproof recipe. So cook a nice onion, John, and butter until it's really golden and translucent. And then add your rice. So add the rice, cook it for a minute, just until, you know, just the way you would with a risotto, mm-hmm. or even 30 seconds is fine. And then I've just put in, you know, passata, which Italian passata. So it's a blended sieve, tinned tomatoes, and some hot chicken stock. Put that, fire that in, stick a lid on, bring it up to the boil, put a lid on it, simmer it for about 15 minutes, and then turn it off, and that'll just steam for you. And after you've turned it off, leave it for 5 minutes. That'll steam up, and then lift it up, and you should have lovely fluffy rice. You don't need to drain or anything as well.
That's pretty cool. Because I know I hear a lot of people talk about rice cookers, that you can get rice cookers for like basically a tenner that just save all the hassle of cooking rice, and they're brilliant, and people swear by them.
Yeah. Any of the Indian chefs I know swear by rice cookers.
Yeah.
Think they're the best thing, and you know, and you can cook a load of rice, you know, if you've got a load of people coming around, mm-hmm. cook a load of rice. So I've tasted rice from them, and it's always perfect. And again, you don't, you see that whole draining rice carry on.
I know, and scraping it off, if you get a wee bit of it burnt in the bottom, it sticks to the pan. It's a pain to get that off. It really is. This is a question now. Do you have a particular glass in your house that you know that glass filled up with rice is two portions?
Aye, I do. I think everybody has a wee cup. Yeah, you do have a wee, don't you? Or a wee, I have a wee plastic cup. And I know that if I put in a cup of rice and a couple of cups of water,
You're home and hosed.
That's it. You're home, exactly.
So what does it taste like then?
That's beautiful, John, sorry.
Well, I have to ask. Like.
I'm sorry, John. But it's just very fragrant. I think it's a perfect curry for today because it's beautifully, you know, it's a lovely yellow colour, sort of autumnal looking, you know, because of the turmeric.
Yes.
And it's got that lovely fragrance. It's not a hot, you know, you get some curries and they're tomato based and they're, don't get me wrong, they're great, but I think this is a lot lighter.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's just a nice curry for a September, you know, for an Indian summer day, isn't it?
Perfect. And it's National Rice Week as well.
That's right.
This week as well. So, and I hear you're going to be talking about food on the Lynette Fay Show.
What's this about on Tuesday
coming at 3 o'clock on BBC Radio Ulster.
John, you know everything. You're like the oracle. Yes, I am doing a series of events and have done over the summer, and it's really curating recipes. And what we do is it's all done by Zoom, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, that's the way it is now. But the last one I did in the summer, and it's based around the Nerve Centre and the Tower Museum in Derry, Londonderry, and they are doing a. This is just to create recipes, you know, because everybody was cooking more. But some of the things that I have, you know, I've got a fantastic new Christmas pudding recipe for this year that's got lots of apple in it, sent in that one of the guests sent in. And we just had a really great discussion about things. And because it was sort of, you know, because you're on the border there, you're getting lots of different, I cooked some boxed in and we talked about different things. And it's just a really nice thing. So this is going to be, spread out. There's other chefs involved. Brian McDermott's involved. Kira from Ayrshire Minor. There's a forager from Donegal. So it's all just, we're just going to get the try and drag out history and tradition of food.
And it's called The Food We Share, the past and future of food in Ulster. It's run by the Nerve Centre, and you'll be talking to Lynette with Martine McInerney on Tuesday. Well, that's a good plug. Now we've done our bit, haven't we? I think we've done our bit. Listen, you enjoy that Malaysian chicken curry and tomato rice, huh?
I'd not need to go on the Lynette show. She'll be fine now.
Aye, ring her and tell her. She said it all now. That's it done. She doesn't need to come on. We've kiboshed it. She'd love that. Malaysian chicken curry with tomato rice. Recipe on the website. Cooking with Paula podcast available this afternoon. Or you can give us a call here on 030 30 80 55 55, and we'll send you out a recipe sheet for your very own self.
You wouldn't like this, John. I don't think you'd like this, to be honest with you. You know, it's not your kind of thing. It just doesn't even smell that great, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're good. I nearly believe you. Thanks a million, Paula. Talk to you soon.
John, take care.
Bye-bye. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.